substitute for committee, substitute for House Bill 97, pass the Senate. Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, House Bill 97 has passed the Senate. Thank you, Senator Stevens.
As a move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the final passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Thank you. Vote on final passage shall be considered the vote on effective date clauses.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 147, Finance. An act relating to notice of suspension or revocation of an insurer's certificate of authority and the effect of the suspension or revocation upon the authority of agents and managing general agents of the insurer relating to certain deposits under AS 21 relating to the yielding of assets and securities held on deposit relating to third-party administrators under AS 21 relating to insurance agents, managing general agents, reinsurance intermediary managers, and insurance producers requiring the director of insurance to notify a licensee of a license renewal before the renewal date, defining the term appointment as used in part of AS 21 relating to the eligibility to provide coverage by a non-admitted insurer and alien insurer, relating to surplus lines insurance and brokers, relating to misrepresentations and false advertising concerning insurance, relating to health discount plans, providing for limitations on owner-controlled and contractor-controlled insurance programs and limiting the coverage of those programs, prohibiting excessive, inadequate, or unfairly discriminatory rate charges for health insurance, defining the term plan administrator as used in part of AS 21, defining the term transact as used in AS 21, authorizing the director of insurance to designate a person to receive annual reports from companies, reducing the period for filing a quarterly financial statement, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Senator Ellis, did you have something at this point? Thank you. House Bill 147 is the fourth, third reading, final passage. Is there debate? Thank you. Seeing none, question before the body is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 147 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote?
A.
Thank you. Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
11 yeas, 8 nays.
So House Bill 147 has passed the Senate. Thank you, Senator Stevens.
First, I move to consent the vote on the final.
We didn't get 14. Just move the sanities.
I move the effective date clause.
Thank you. The effective date clauses have been moved. Is there debate? Seeing none, members, please proceed to vote. Thank you. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
18 yeas, 1 nay.
So the effective date clauses have passed, have been adopted for House Bill 147. Thank you, Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration my vote on Senate Bill 157.
Thank you. Reconsideration has been served for 157.
CS for House Bill number 187, Finance, effective date failed by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to money deposited into the Alaska Permanent Fund as a result of the settlement of State versus Amerada Hess relating to the Alaska Capital Income Fund and to deposits of income from State versus Amerada Hess settlement money into the Alaska Capital Income Fund.
Thank you. House Bill 187 is before third reading, final passage. Do we have amendments to this bill? Seeing none, is there debate on the passage of House Bill 187? Seeing none, question before the body is, shall House Bill 187 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
14 yeas, 5 nays.
So House Bill 187 has passed the Senate. Thank you. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 97.
Thank you. Notice has been given on House Bill 97. Thank you, Senator Stedman. General standard is. We'll come back to order. Please. We're close.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 57, Finance. An act relating to and extending the pilot program for state procurement and electronic commerce tools and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. House Bill 257 is before its third reading, final passage. Senator French.
And I would move and ask unanimous consent that we go from third reading back to second for the purposes of offering a specific amendment, that being amendment number one.
Thank you. Without objection, we shall return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment being amendment number one. Thank you. Senator French.
Mr. President, I move amendment number one.
There is objection. Thank you, Senator French.
Amendment number one does one simple thing, Mr. President, and that is to extend the pilot program for 1 year. The pilot program, of course, experienced some difficulties when they first got off the ground in getting their program in place. It took them, I understand, about 9-10 months to get the program up and running. And so it strikes me as reasonable to extend the program for 1 year to let them complete the pilot, do the studies that are necessary to analyze whether this pilot program is actually more effective than the state procurement system that's in place. And that trial period being completed and the head-to-head analysis done, then we can make a good and rational decision about whether to expand this program to other departments or whether to keep it confined to what it is or whether to eliminate it altogether. But I think as it stands, the three-year extension is longer than what's necessary to complete the true trial nature of the pilot. And for those reasons, I think a one-year extension is the right number, and that's why I'm offering the amendment. I urge a yes vote.
Thank you. Further discussion on the adoption of amendment number one. Thank you, Senator Green.
President, certainly from the beginning of the time this bill was introduced to now, the bill has been somewhat scaled back in many respects. And but the three-year extension was added on or was, you know, provided, but it is strictly at the option of the state to invoke the three-year extension. They can at any time after, I think, the one-year contract they're currently under, not choose to extend at all, but it does leave it capable and operating without coming back under legislation next year. If we can't do that, then we're going to just end the entire pilot project. And but by extending it for 3 years, it matches the date in the bill as it came out of Senate Finance, and give us the time to find out more information about this and to see it fully in effect. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on the adoption of amendment number one? Seeing none, the question is, shall amendment number one be adopted to House Bill 257? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
8 yeas, 11 nays.
So amendment number one has failed to be adopted. Thank you. Senator, Senator Stanides. We're back in third reading on the passage of House Bill 257. Is there a debate? Thank you. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Today, I stand supporting 257 on behalf of the Senator from District. Who had the companion bill to 257. And I think it's relatively simple, as we discussed earlier. This program is a test program that could, if it's validated, lend itself to major savings for the state, for the e-commerce. Essentially what we're talking about is a program that's been in effect, in this case has been scaled back to what it was proposed at a point in that allows 3 years extension for us to go through the process of seeing how efficient e-commerce will be, savings to be realized, at that point in time to make a decision about which way we go in the long term in the e-commerce provision.
Thank you. Further discussion on the passage of House Bill 257? Seeing none, question is before the body. Shall House Bill Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 257 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
12 yeas, 7 nays.
So House Bill 257 has passed the Senate. Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The effective date clause has been moved. Is there a debate? Seeing none, the question is, shall the effective date clause in House Bill 257 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Senator Ellis? Senator Olson? Senator? Any other changes? Senator Kukesh? Any others? Thank you. Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
12 yeas, 7 nays.
So the effective date clause has failed to be adopted. That brings us to the conclusion of our daily, pardon me, Senator Elton.
Give notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute for House Bill 257.
Notice has been served on 257. Thank you. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 147.
Reconsideration has been given on 147.
Give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 187.
Notice has been given on 187. Thank you. Senator Huggins.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have a brief at ease.
General stand at ease. Thank you, Senator.
Mr. Call on the House.
Thank you. While the call is being placed, you want to move the citations, please?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, citations on today's calendar shall be approved.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations honoring the Senate Sergeant at Arms, the Senate Assistant Sergeant at Arms, and the Senate Pages, and the citation honoring those who toil on the House floor be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Thank you. Without objection, the citation's name shall be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations be adopted.
Thank you. Without objection, the citations on the special order of business calendar shall be adopted. Thank you. Senator Elton.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor of House Bill 146, Trafficking of Persons, if it's available for a cross-sponsorship.
Thank you. Without objection, you'll be shown as a cross-sponsor on that bill. Well, along with Senator Dyson. Thank you. Senator Stevens, we'll go to Madam Secretary, we're at the bottom of the calendar, I believe. Pardon me? Oh, that's right. Gary would stand at ease for a minute.
We'll move back up to standing committee reports.
Thank you. Without objection, back to standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 33, Finance, Effective Regulations on Small Businesses, and recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Previous fiscal indeterminate and zero fiscal notes. Signing due pass, Senator Wilkin, co-chair. Signing no recommendation, Senator Green, co-chair. Senators Dyson, Stedman, Olson. The bill is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 46, Appropriation Capital Budget, and recommends a Finance Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs. Signing no recommendation, Senators Dyson, Olson, Stedman. Signing amend, Senator Hoffman. The bill is on today's calendar.
Thank you. Go back down to the daily order, the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 46 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making capital appropriations and appropriations to capitalize funds and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommends a Finance Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs. Signing no recommendation, Senators Dyson, Olson, Stedman. Signing amends, Senator Hoffman. There is a Finance Committee substitute.
Thank you, Senator Green.
Ask unanimous consent the Senate finance version of Senate Bill 46 be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, Finance Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have an amendment number 2 by Senator Green.
Thank you, Senator.
Amendment number 2.
Thank you, Senator Green. Amendment number 2 has been moved. Is there objection? No objection. Amendment number 2 is adopted. Thank you.
I have an amendment number 1 by Senator Wilken.
Thank you. Amendment number 1, Senator Wilken.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 1.
Amendment number 1 has been moved. Is there objection? Seeing none, amendment number 1 is adopted. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 46 Finance be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and placed on final passage.
Thank you. Without objection. Senate Bill 46 shall be considered a gross advance third reading placed on final passage.
CS for Senate Bill number 46, Finance, an act making and amending appropriations, including capital appropriations, supplemental appropriations, reappropriations, and appropriations to capitalized funds, making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska, from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Senate Bill 46 is before us in third reading, final passage. Is there debate? Seeing none, question before the body is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 46 pass the Senate third reading, final passage? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
The Senate Bill 46 has passed the Senate. Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, vote on final passage shall be considered the vote on the effective date clauses. Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move the Constitutional Budget Reserve section.
Budget Reserve sections have been moved. Is there debate? Seeing none, question before the body is, shall the Constitutional Budget Reserve fund sections be adopted? Members, please proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 46.
Thank you. Notice has been served on Senate Bill 46.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration be taken up on Senate Bill 46.
Reconsideration has been brought to the Senator Ellis. General Standard East. Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move to withdraw my motion to rescind.
Thank you. Motion to, excuse me, to reconsideration.
Reconsideration.
The motion for reconsideration has been withdrawn. So that concludes our daily calendar. Brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business? Thank you, Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 be waived from the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Without objection, H.R. 6 shall be waived from the Labor and Commerce. Further unfinished business. Thank you, Senator Seekins.
And thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from the morning plane time on the 16th of May until the evening plane time on the 18th of May. For
thank
personal
you.
Business.
Thank you. Without objection, Senator Seekins shall be shown excused on those days. Further unfinished business? Seeing none, thank you. Announcements? Thank you. Senator Dyson?
Thank you. I want to announce the Conference Committee on SB 125 will be meeting at 8:30 in the morning in the Butcherbridge Room.
Thank you for that announcement. Further announcements? Senator Terrio?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, on Wednesday, I just want to give everybody a heads up. We have some individuals coming into town with FERC, Department of Interior. It's going to be a presentation on where the federal government is with regards to gas pipeline permitting, answer questions on loan guarantees and things of that nature. A notice has been sent to your office, I'm sure, and we hope to be done with our business, but I'd like people to attend if they have questions on gas pipeline issues.
Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing none, special orders? Thank you. Senator Seekins?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a very emotional, and well, I'd like to make a motion that I be able to talk about Brandon.
Brandon.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a very emotional time for all of us that are here. We're trying to get a lot done in a very short period of time to conclude our session. And, Mr. President, I'm reminded of the real things in life that count sometimes, and that sometimes we shouldn't lose sight of in the hurry and bustle of trying to get business accomplished that we don't remember the value of one life, much less many lives. And this afternoon, while I was working in the conference committee, my wife came and told me that our grandson, who's 10 years old, Brandon, had fallen and hit his head Saturday on a trampoline. And he was a little sick to his stomach and not feeling well, so they took him to the doctor and they did a CAT scan and found a brain tumor in his head. You know, that's tough for anybody, but it's tough for a 10-year-old, and tough for the parents and tough for the grandparents. And so I would just ask that during all this work that we're doing and the time that we're spending on trying to do the people's business, that you would join me in your thoughts and prayers for little Brandon, that he may recover and be restored to the family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Seekins. Further special orders? Seeing none, thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 10th.
Senate adjourned. Thank you.